Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, I am a bit unwell. And have been for the last week. I've had allergies and a cold that has turned into pink eye, which I had once as a child and now have. So if you're watching this video and you're like, something doesn't seem right, that's the thing that doesn't seem right. But thankfully, it's not painful. And I am hopefully on the mend from all of the above things. That out of the way. Let's talk today about the Supreme Court on this fucking Friday, because I do not have a list of topics, but I have a list of things that I fucking hate about this Supreme Court. First of all, this week, the Supreme Court has been busy showing us exactly how little they care about women and people with uteruses as actual people. Apparently, according to Alito, women are nothing more than incubators. Right. So who cares if they die during childbirth? Who cares if they need emergency medical attention? Because Alito, who apparently went to medical school and law school. Oh, that's right. No, he didn't. He just went to law school. Fancies himself playing a doctor in the courtroom and wanting to talk about, well, what really constitutes an emergency? I will say this. I have never given birth and I've never been pregnant. I have had friends and family members that have been, and I never really understood until my true adult years, over the last couple of years of my friends giving birth, just how fucking complicated and how serious pregnancy and labor are, and that they have said often that a woman is never closer to death than when she is giving birth. And why is that? Well, because aside from apparently the Hallmark movies and Disney, which is where it seems like the male justices on the court, the 5 male justices on the court, have gotten their medical degrees from, childbirth and pregnancy is not like a movie. It's not neat and clean. It is, in a lot of ways, honestly, horrific, right? There's a lot of blood, a lot of guts, a lot of excrement. There is a lot of shit, literally and figuratively, that happens during childbirth. And to be a woman and a person with a uterus who comes in for an emergency, and this is the case that is being heard before the Supreme Court right now, something is wrong. Do you know what I'm saying? Because this is not about the choice of becoming a parent or not. This is about a person who is already in their pregnancy, far along in their pregnancy, but is experiencing an emergency, which unfortunately happens a lot, right? And to go into an emergency room, and what we have heard are stories of people being turned away, pregnant people being turned away because the hospital doesn't want to be held liable. So you're on your own. Or doctors deciding, trying to figure out and be on the phone with their lawyers about how long a person has to be in an emergency situation, whether that be bleeding out, losing oxygen, for them to be able to proceed with an abortion to save the life of the mother, right? It is wild to me to listen to these justices, particularly the five male justices, care not one single solitary fucking ounce about women. And I got to tell you, you know, there was a meme that was going around on Instagram that I saw, and it was a white woman who, I think, had married a man from, I can't remember a country, but he's not, wasn't from the United States. And he said, you know, before I came to the United States, all of the news and the headlines and all of these things would make me believe that America is like this glorious place for women, right? Like, look at women in power, look at CEOs, look at, you know, all these advancements that women have had. And then she said her husband came here and realized that America hates women. And they do. And he's just like, every single policy around pregnancy, around maternal care, around, you know, what women can and can't do is extraordinary. And that's what this all boils down to, I think. That when you are looking at this Idaho case, which we all know is going to have extraordinary ripple effects outside of Idaho. This isn't really about Idaho. This is about the United States as a whole. It is about the safety and the well-being of women. And the fact is that in this country, we don't care about women. And it's not even that we don't care about women. I actually think this country hates women. And I think that what these justices and the Republican Party are doing is punishing women for having made and having had the audacity to make any advancements inside of this patriarchal society. To me, that's the only thing that makes sense. Because we have modern science. We're an industrialized nation. Before modern science and modern medicine, more than half of the women that would give birth would die. And the fact that these men are not only willing and able, but they're cheering on the ability to drag women back to the 19th century like they did in Arizona, even though most recently now the Democrats, with a slim majority and a few handful of Republicans that have voted to overturn the 1864 piece of legislation that acts as an abortion ban in that state. It still has to go through the Senate, but they were cheering the Republicans when they passed this. This is not about feigning ignorance, like you don't know the danger that you're causing. You do know. People are telling you. The victims of these laws in these red states are testifying, and they are telling you what they have been put through. That women who wanted to be mothers and had emergency situations, and because they did not receive the care that they needed, were then forced into unthinkable situations and are now infertile. So the state that is supposedly pro-life robbed them of the ability to become parents. The very thing that they say that they want, but only on their terms and in their way. So cruelty really is the point. Punishment is the point. And you don't do that to people that you don't hate. Right? You supposedly punish criminals. People who break the law. Right? So this system that is being set up, if you are a woman and living in Idaho and you happen to be pregnant right now, God be with you, you know, and I mean that like literally, because six women, as they were hearing this case before the Supreme Court, six women had to be airlifted to other states to receive the abortions that they needed. This is not like a planned cesarean, right? Where like, oh, everything is well, but at 2 o'clock today, I'm going to have a baby. These are emergency situations where every second is precious, is the difference between life and death. And you're forcing an unnecessarily risky and dangerous situation for no other reason than because you believe in life. How does that even make sense? How does that hypocrisy even stand? But that's where we are. And so I look at this unelected body of these nine black robes that are reigning over America right now and turning it into one of the most dangerous places in the world to be a pregnant person. And people will say, well, why can't they just go to another state? Well, here's the thing. Oh, I don't know. Between flights, hotels, you know, medical, like, is your insurance covered? This, that, and the other thing, like the unnecessary economic burden that is being placed on people. A doctor was interviewed this week on Joy Reid's show on MSNBC, who left Idaho. And, you know, she was asked very clearly, like, is it safe to be a doctor there? An OBGYN, somebody specializing in maternal health and care. She said, no, that's why I left. I wanted to provide care to people, particularly vulnerable populations, that needed it. And now I'm in a situation where if I provide the kind of care that people need, particularly in these emergency situations, I could go to jail. Who can do their job under that kind of duress, is what she asked. You can't possibly make the necessary decisions that doctors have to make in an instant and make them clear when you're going to be worried about whether or not you're going to jail.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So Listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I haven't lived through other times. I wasn't alive in the 1960s. But I can honestly say from the history that I've read and studied, I can't think of a darker time in America than right now. And the reason why I say that is not because of the times when, you know, literally lynchings were happening every single day. So I'm not talking about it in terms of violence, but I'm talking about it in terms of ideological violence and danger, that where we are currently and where we are headed is so backwards and so dangerous for so many people other than straight cis rich white men that I don't know if America continues on this path, if it survives. And that is just me being honest, because, you know, I say this as for those, you know, you listen to me, you follow me on social media, and I've said that, like, the courts are not going to save us from Donald Trump, but it's the insidious nature and the cancer of Trumpism that, to me, is the bigger problem than the man himself. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm saying, like, don't vote in November for Biden. I am saying vote for Biden, even given all of the ways that many people are going to have to hold their nose and swallow their pride and their integrity to do so, because the only way that these decisions are not, you know, these state-by-state draconian decisions have not taken hold nationwide is because of the fact that we have a Democrat as president of the United States right now. That changes, then all bets are off. There will be no safe space. There will be no safe space to go. And so I really am desperately worried and concerned about the future of this country. As I know that many of you who listen and DM and, you know, and tweet and all of these things, you know, do and say, is that, like, you're not alone in your fear, because listening to these Supreme Court justices and their line of questioning just shows you how truly depraved and cruel they really are. And the fact is that if we do not, you know, if Biden in a second term doesn't have the courage, the moral courage to do a lot of things, but the moral courage to expand the court, then we are fucked as a country. And, you know, you have also the presidential immunity case that these justices are deciding, like, you know, apparently, you know, the other 44 presidents that were able to operate before Donald Trump became president, like, were able to do so without full immunity because they weren't criminals. And so instead of the Supreme Court just taking the lower court's decision and saying, yeah, nowhere in the Constitution, like, nor are we even going to open up Pandora's box in this way, because somebody far worse than Donald Trump, if you can even imagine what far worse would be, will abuse any bit of immunity that they had. So that means that if you're president of the United States in Donald Trump's world and you decide to kill the first lady of the United States, you can do so. You could do it in the fucking White House. You can do it in the residence. Who gonna stop you? Right? You have somebody that's running against you for office and you don't like that person, you could kill them. Who's going to stop you? Because according to Donald Trump's attorneys, you would need to be impeached in both the House and the Senate, and then that would still need to go to court to decide whether or not you had the ability to commit murder. So, like, these justices right now are literally playing with people's lives. And they don't care. And so the callousness that is being shown, the cruelty and the depravity that is being shown, is really at the core of the Republican Party.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I will close with this today, which is that for those people who continue to say, like, I'm not going to be able to stomach voting for Joe Biden and I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden, then just, like, go find yourself the red hat that says Make America Great Again and put it on. Because under a Trump regime, you will be required to do so. Because if you are not hailing Mein Trump, then you're going to be sent off. So make your decisions now, not based on who you like. Make your decisions now on what kind of fucking country you want to live in, or the ability to at least fight for the one that you want to live in. Because if you're seeing what is happening at these college campuses right now, and you're watching them call in the fucking national, not the National Guard, but the state troopers and the state guards and all of these things, and violently break up what is a largely peaceful protest of young people saying, we don't want our tuition dollars to go to fund a genocide. And you're thinking, like, oh, those kids should just go. But first of all, you know, let us always remember that it is young people, whether it was in the civil rights movement, the labor movement, the women's movement, it is young people that are always on the fucking front lines, and they're always right. History always shows that when young people are the ones that are rising up about an issue, right? And the establishment is saying, quiet down, you know, no good doers and like what have you, that the establishment turns out to be fucking wrong. Donald Trump wanted the ability to shoot protesters outside of Lafayette Square following the killing of George Floyd. It was General Milley that said, you can't do that. That's against the law. If Donald Trump has presidential immunity, and he then now orders that you clear this area of these hooligans, and I don't care who lives or dies, and there's no responsibility or accountability that is attached to that, and then he has the ability to pardon all of the people that take out his axe, folks, that's what you will be fucking sitting out of and deciding that you can't stomach Joe Biden. So just be really fucking clear, right, about the decisions that you're making. That's all I ask. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF, as always. Power to the people, and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.